Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
My weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for me, so I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Happy Thursday, everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land. I am Sammy Bricks, and you guys have all just tuned into webcamming with Sammy and Sage and Miss Sage Montana.
What?
How you doing there, sexy mama?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am doing fabulous, fabulous. I'm getting early dinner going before I hop on cam here. After
what you cooking?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm trying something new. I saw this done on a cooking channel, and I always make my sauces homemade, but I've never done, because I'm doing a spaghetti and meatballs, and I'm doing a roasted red pepper or roasted tomatoes in the oven and then cooking the, a beef bone with bone marrow in the sauce.
Oh,
yeah, right?
Yummy.
So, yeah, I've been in the kitchen for a couple hours. Tomatoes are still in the goddamn oven. I'm like, I need a bigger oven, I'm telling you what. But when I went to the store, because I've never bought a beef bone, like I bought ham bones to cook, you know, ham and bean soup and all that kind of stuff, but I've never done a beef marrow bone in a red sauce. But I heard that's the trick to the best, like, Italian red sauce. So, See what happens. I'll let you know tomorrow if I wake up after eating it. See. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure.
So how have you been? So how you been? How's the studio doing?
Everything is going pretty good. We're gearing up to have our mid-year kind of reviews with our models. They kind of come in and we go over all their numbers with them for the year.
Uh-oh.
So.
Oh, shit.
Yep. See how everybody's doing.
So let me ask you this. Since you do that, do you ever cut models? Like if their numbers
Absolutely.
Aren't good, you
yeah.
do? Nice.
Absolutely. And I'll cut models even before the reviews, which I try to do reviews every month, but we'll do like a big thing mid-year to kind of show them how much time they waste because, you know, they're booking all these hours and how much of them they're actually using. And so sometimes girls end up getting cut. And it's more about, you know, if you're just not making the amount of money you should, at some point someone has to tell you this ain't for you.
Right. You know, that's a really good point when it comes to webcamming because there's so many models that don't realize that webcamming is not for them. Like,
right.
We've kind of talked about that before, mostly off the air, but it's like one of those things where if you don't have it, you don't have it. And it really takes a certain person with personality to do what we do, which I've been slacking. I mean, like, I haven't been on cam hardly at all since the surgery, just because that's why. But when it comes to the camming, you just got to have it. Like, either you have it or you don't. Bottom
right.
line. And exactly. It doesn't matter how much people sugarcoat it or whatever. It's like, either you can do it or you can't. So, but that's what we're going to get into. We're going to get into talking about on the show today is, how do you go about getting into the webcamming business? Like, you know, models out there, couples, guys, whatever. You know, if you want information on getting into the biz, stay tuned. I'm going to let Miss Angela do our dollhouse announcements, and we will be right back in about a minute and 40 seconds. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back and get into this wonderful topic of webcamming. All right? So if you want to know how to masturbate for a living, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Hottest Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are RJ Joel, Takara, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Angela, for doing the announcements for us. All of you that have tuned in, you know, this is webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and usually we have a guest, but this week we don't. So you have to listen to us. If you don't like it, then go do something. Go play with yourself. Or turn on somebody's webcam. Turn on somebody's webcam for Pete's sake. But I wanted to touch on this only because I actually had a couple girls ask me, you know, on Twitter, how did I get into the webcamming business? You know, and I'm not going to tell the whole spiel of how I got into it. My thing is, it's like I want girls, you know, guys, couples out there to know it's a very lucrative business if you really work it correctly. You have to, like Sage just said, she cuts models. If it's not for them, she cuts them. So you have to really treat treat your webcamming business as an actual job and a business, or you ain't going to make it. Like, wouldn't you agree on that?
I would so agree on that.
You have to be able to spend
some time. I know a lot of girls get into it because they think, oh, I don't have to work very often, but in the beginning you really do, or it's not going to be lucrative for you.
Exactly. Like, the only reason why I can, you know, take the time off like I did now is because I worked my ass off, literally, the first 3 years of webcamming, busted my butt and, you know, built my name up. And now, you know, with what I just went through and, you know, being able to take time off, I can do that and still get back on cam because the guys and girls know who I am now, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's so awesome that, and this is what I love hearing from girls. It's so awesome. You have the best schedule. You can just log in whenever you want to. And my first response is, you're stupid. And they're like, well, that's mean. And I'm like, no, it's honest. I'm like, you're stupid. I'm like, you really think that I can just log in whenever I want to and still make really good money, especially during the summer hours right now? This is the worst time of the year for brand new cam models, and only speaking the truth because of the fact that summertime is hard for models to make money, even established models. You're still going to have a little downtime. Why? Because people are on vacation. You got kids out of school. The parents are at home a little more often. The husband or the wife can't get away to play. So, girls, guys, listen, it's summertime, and until, I would say, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's typically like the end of August is when it starts to pick back up. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, like back to school.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. And girls, they're just like, I'm not making any money right now, and I'm putting in all these hours. It's like, honey, you have to put in all these hours. If you don't put in the hours, you're not going to make it. Just give it up. Throw in the towel. Go back to McDonald's and make your $9 an hour or whatever.
That's why they should do like we do. I'm going on vacation next week and in August because you work really hard so that you're taking trips the same time your fan base is taking trips. And then it won't seem fun for you because you're busy just like they're busy.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not going on vacation, but I'm going to go spend the night Sunday for my birthday at the casino. And it's going to be more like a nice little fun party and don't have to drink and drive.
Right.
But we're going to do bowling and bingo with the old people.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be so much fun. I wish I could Periscope it, but this is, like, my personal time, so I'm not going to Periscope it. Oh, are you on Periscope? Did I ask you that last week?
You asked me, and I haven't even had the opportunity to look at it. I need to make myself a note. Write this down.
Do a little post-it note right now, because I keep telling everybody, I'm going to get back on there. And I have to, because I was going through Periscope today, and I just got all these followers out of nowhere, and I've only done two Periscopes. And I was watching this girl today, and she's down here at Comic-Con. And I'm looking at all the fun people, and she was just having a blast. And I was like, okay, that's it. I got to get my ass back on freaking Periscope because it's just fun. Just to interact, especially if you don't have time to get on cam, it's a great way to engage the fans just to keep them, you know what I mean? Like when you're not able to get naked and you're doing your normal life stuff, I'm thinking, oh, this is great. Okay, let me get my ass back on it. I will get back on it. And you can sign up directly through your Twitter, so you don't even have to like create this huge, you know what I mean, profile or anything. You just link it to your Twitter and it goes straight through. So easy.
Oh, that's
the thing. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Black Rainbow, she needs one because she would be fun to follow. And her interesting life.
Oh my goodness.
So let me ask you a few questions, Ms. Sage, about getting into the business. What is the one thing when you've got a girl, or say somebody sends someone to you and they want to get into the business and they just think, oh my gosh, okay, I'm a girl, I've got tits, I got a badge, I can totally just hop on cam and make money. Explain to everybody out there the real gist of getting into webcamming and what you say to girls that come to your studio, like how you get them into the business.
Well, for my girls, when they reach out to me, I try to be more realistic with them and let them know that you can get lucky and you can get on cam and do really well. But sometimes when that happens for girls who get on and bang it out really well in the beginning, they fizz out because they were new and many other reasons. So I try to encourage them, like, it's okay to get on and not be where you're making a ton right away. But, I mean, for me, I like to teach classes and do different things for my girls to help them. And that's why working with a studio is, to me, the better idea, because you should have a team of people helping you. You know, guiding you along. And I meet with my new models every 2 weeks to make sure we're working them at the right time and the right shifts and whatnot. So not everyone can come in here and be Sammy or Sage day one. It took time.
Right.
I just try to be more realistic with them and not be, I mean, I've heard of studios even, you know, being like, oh my God, you can make $1,000 or $2,000 a week and blah, blah, blah. And that's true, but you're not telling them that it might not happen right away. So I try to keep it real honest. And the other thing I do with my girls too that really helps is we set a goal and I try to tell them, you know, like, okay, tell me how much money you need to make in a month just to pay your bills, and let's kind of divide that by 4 weeks. So when you come in and you didn't have a big week, you still might have made the amount of money you were telling me you originally needed. So at least we're hitting what you need, and now we can focus on what you want.
Right, right. That is really good, especially for new models. So all you models out there listening, what Sage just said, remember, if you've got bills, now, if you live in a home, you're still, you know, you're 18 years old, you're living at home, and, you know, you don't really have any bills, make that money and put it away, because guess what? Shit comes to a halt sooner or later. It really does.
Right.
Or you want to take a week off, or you want to, you know, you got to really save for the rainy days. I mean, you have to. And when you break it down, like you just said, into a four-week plan, it's very helpful for the models, because then they're thinking, oh my gosh, okay, I need to make, you know, like with me, just for housing expenses and everything, it's like, I need to clear $4,500 a month just for housing and utilities and whatnot. I mean, that's
right.
A lot of fucking money. And that's before I get my nails done, before my eyelashes, before... People don't realize, like, I still have people, they'll say to me on, you know, on social media, oh my gosh, you make all this money, you know, you go do these things and this and that. And I'm like, if you only knew what I have going on. Like, my car payment is $500 a month. Are you kidding me? So it's like when you break it down into a 4 week, you know, sometimes there's almost 5 weeks in a month. But if you break it down weekly, just get on there, work your ass off, make that weekly money, and then you'll see, oh, it's so much easier. Now I don't have to work as hard. It's like, be more productive with your time.
Then you don't really beat yourself up when you're like, oh, I only made this much. Well, then you're like, well, I made exactly what I needed because next week my cell phone bill is due, so I made enough to cover that. Insurance is going to get paid. You know, you kind of base what you need every week based off of what you know is due the following week.
Right.
That's a really cool
right.
thing about being a key model is you can get online and make what you want. It's just a matter of how much time you want to put in. In the beginning, if you don't want to put the time in, then you shouldn't expect a big fat paycheck. That's all. Like any other job.
Oh, my gosh. You
make
yes,
more,
yes,
more
yes.
hours in there.
Uh-huh. Because girls...
That's why with my, when my girls come in for their model reviews, I break that down for them. I tell them, this is what you're averaging a week. This is what you're averaging a shift. This is what you're averaging an hour.
Uh-huh.
This is what you're really doing. So then when they see that bigger number and they're like, dang, I make that much an hour? Oh, my God, I'm not doing as bad as I thought.
Right. But they just look
stupid.
At... Well, they look at, this is what's funny, and I did this at the very beginning, too. It's like you look at the number for that day. Like you look at what you did that day, or, and it took me a while when I first started to realize, wait a second, it's not about those numbers that I'm just seeing right now. It's about what I'm actually doing overall. And then you
right.
break it down, especially when you break it down to the girls hourly, oh, my gosh, huge difference. It's like, whoa.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to, like say numbers right now, but it's like first time I saw that I had hit a certain number and I stayed consistent with that, I was like, are you flipping kidding me? I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is crazy, you know. But then it tapers off, like during summertime especially, and when you take time off from work and you're not working, like I think last month I only worked 5 or 6 days, the whole month of June. So, thank God for Furby.
oh, poor Furby made sure he held you down, but he couldn't hold on to those titties the whole time.
You know,
poor
we
guy.
Tried, and they're still really sore.
Poor guy. Well, at least you're cooking him that gourmet dinner. That's
exactly.
got to count for something.
Right? Oh, my gosh, speaking of food, so last night, so I marinated too much meat for meatballs. And so last night I wanted to try this bacon-wrapped meatball. And so it's a big old giant meatball. And then you put an onion around it. And then you wrap the whole thing in bacon. You cook it for like 45 minutes. And then you put barbecue sauce on it. And you cook it for like another 6 or 8 minutes. Holy biscuits, that man. Oh,
it was amazing.
It was the most amazing, yummiest meatball I've ever had in my entire life. It was good. It was really, really good.
Sounds yummy.
So we have a couple callers on the line, but before we get to that, I'm actually going to play one of our indie artists' songs because we're trying to make sure, you know, we let the indie artists shine during our shows. So we're going to do that. And then right after we get done with this song, I will get to the couple callers that I see that are waiting so patiently. And you know I know who you are because I see you. I see your number. I know you're waiting. Don't worry. We're gonna get to your ass here in a second. So here we go. This is Audrey Joel with Like It Like That. Okay. So here, let's hope I don't fuck this up.
Just like something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we had. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you though, I know you like that.
Like that.
Joelle.
I just like it like
that. Nice. I know it's, you know, that's a really good song, and
yeah, it is.
I'm liking it like that. No. But to all you indie artists out there, you know, if you are listening, make sure you just go to www.dalhouseradio.com, get all the information, or of course you can, you know, come on to our Twitter and send us a message, and we will gladly send you all the information to have your songs featured on here. And you can follow us on Twitter, myself, at SammyBrick69, and Miss Sage. You can follow her at SageMontana1, and then also follow Dollhouse_radio, and then you can send me messages. And to those of you who want to have one of your favorite cam models featured as a guest here, just send me a message on Twitter, or you can email me at bricksrecipes@gmail.com. Because we are always looking for yummy, fun cam models to feature here on the show, you know, not only if they're just new webcam models, but also established. And I'm going to start venturing out. I'm going to be bringing on cam models from different genres. We'll just leave it at that. I'm going to be opening up the cam model doors here on the show and bringing in every genre of cam model. So on that note, we have a fabulous person that has been waiting so patiently. Let me bring him in here. Hello, my darling. How are you, Sweet Pea?
Hello, Sunny. Hello, Sage. It's Sweet Pea. How are you tonight?
Fabulous. How are you?
Good, good. Sammy, I just want to let you know that I'm ordering your birthday gift tomorrow, so it'll arrive to you hopefully. Yep, it'll hopefully arrive to your middle part of the month.
Oh, you're awesome, Possum. Thank you so very much. You know I don't expect that, so I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad I can bring a smile to your face.
Oh, you always do, because you're always such a sweetheart. Oh, my gosh. So what do you think about our topic tonight with the, you know, info that we're trying to give to new and established cam models?
If they also have, like, social media, they can also tie in, like, when they're going to appear on cam so that they can let their fans know. That way they can get more people into their room.
Social media is huge. Like, and it's one of the things that a lot of girls don't really use too much, especially when they're brand new cam models. And I encourage every cam model, you know, whoever they are, to create a social media account. Me, I live by Twitter. I use Instagram every once in a while, but for me, it's always Twitter. I'm always on tweet. I'm tweeting the twat whenever I'm going to be going online. And for any model out there, it's like whatever social media that you're comfortable with. I don't really say Facebook because Facebook's more of a family thing.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
yeah, and it's so easy on Facebook to recognize somebody in the family. Like, it's almost like they photo. Seriously, I swear to bejesus that they photo profile on Facebook, and you can just, like, that picture goes with that name, no matter what.
Yeah.
I swear, because I've had, a couple things come up with me, and I'm like, how in the F did they find me? I'm like, these are family members? I mean, now I don't care, but when I first started, I was like, how the hell did they even put two and two together? But when people start tagging you, you never know what's going to happen on Facebook.
People will Google just about anything. That's where they can find out.
That's another thing, too, which Sage and I have talked about previously, is if you're afraid to be Googled, you better you just better be careful with what you do. Literally.
Yeah, this might not be
great. Exactly. Especially if you're taking a little selfie and you post it on Instagram or you post it on Twitter or wherever, and you put your name in the tagline somewhere, like your model name, that model name's going to come up everywhere, and if somebody searches it, you're screwed. Literally. Especially if you're a good cam model and people watching you, you're screwed.
Sweetie brings up a good point about social media, especially like on Twitter for new models. It's a really good thing for you to not only build traffic, coming to your room, but it also gets guys that maybe don't know about our website or whatever website you're on. And I know on streaming, if you get guys to sign up under your web link, you get to keep a bigger percentage of your money, plus you make money off of whatever money they spend on other models. So you end up being able to make money when you're not even online, which is, to me, the better way to go.
Seriously, that is, and that's one thing that, and I've had so many girls that I've helped that, and I don't even have a webcam studio. I work in a studio, but I've helped webcam models, new ones that I've seen that aren't doing very well, or, they're hot as heck and they have great personalities, and I'll go in and into their chat room and I'll be like, oh, hey, it's Sammy Brooks, and they're like, no, it's not. I'm like, no, really, it truly is. You can, totally follow me on Twitter, and I will, DM you right now. It's me talking to you. And I'll be like, hey, you really need to start using the links that are given to you to help you make more money. Like, there's so many things that you can do in this business to help you make money without, there's a lot of girls that can't afford to go to conventions. They can't afford to do all these other things, but you can use social media and the links that StreamMate gives you, if you're a StreamMate cam model, to make more money. Like, there was one day I didn't work at all, and I looked at my account, and I was like, I didn't make $100 today. I'm like, where the hell did that come from? It's because my guys had went and watched other cam models, and they had their fun, and I made money off of that. And I was like, what? I'm like, that just happened? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I got paid, and I didn't do nothing? I'm like, oh, okay. And then I really focused on it, and I looked at it, and I was like, wow. I'm like, if I'm not in there jamming myself, somebody else is, and it, works in everybody's favor.
Yeah, plus you can get a link to where you are more of an affiliate too, where if maybe you're just not feeling good that week, you can be pushing all over Twitter other models being online, and they can still sign up under your link to watch that model.
Right.
You can tag their name into it. So there's all kinds of ways to make money, like on days that you're not feeling good, or maybe your internet goes down, so you have to use your phone to tweet a bunch of models who are online. Other models at least I do. I like when I see other models put up, oh, Sage is online. Like, that excites me, so other girls will appreciate you helping them. So take advantage of those.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. Okay, you say that. And, and I'm pretty in tune to trying to tweet, I'll tweet you and other girls and whatnot. what's funny to me is, like, I remember I took so much time, and this is probably a year, year and a half ago, and I was tweeting other models that were online, and I actually got hate tweets back from other models.
Oh.
Like, they're like, why are you tweeting me? Like, you don't need to tweet when I go online. And I'm like, huh. I'm like, okay, well, you're fired.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're fired. I could give you a name, but I'm not going to say the name.
I'm sure I probably could guess.
I think you can. Yeah, it might be a little blonde moment. Might be a blonde moment. Oh,
well,
my gosh.
A good pin model appreciates when other models.
Exactly.
You know, like for me, I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much for even noticing that I'm online. That's really cool. There's all these other girls that you could be talking about, but you chose to put me out on your Twitter to your followers. Like, some models
right.
look at that as a rip. Like, oh, my guys might like her more than me. Like, I appreciate when people do that.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. I love when other models, and just like you said, when the models actually tweet that we're on or they Instagram or they just anything whatsoever when it comes to showing the love in the cam model industry, it's the best thing ever, because we're all in the same industry and we're working together to help each other. When you hate, you're hating on yourself, not on us. Like, literally,
right.
It's like, don't hate on yourself. You need to really, like, pay attention and see what's going on in the industry. It's like, we help each other if you want to be helped. If you don't want to be helped, then, you know, screw you. Go put another butt plug in your butt and then, you know, just call it a day. Just say it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What do you think about that, Mr. Sweet Pea?
I think I always appreciate you two ladies going on cam.
we love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love. And I'm actually, after I get off the show, I'll be doing my makeup and finishing up my pasta sauce, my goddamn pasta sauce, and then hopping on cam to do a little jam. I'm going on cam to do a little jam in my pajay-jay. Oh, my gosh. So, Sweepy, I have a question, darling. Since you are such a
yes.
fan of the show, and I have to say you're a fan of all the shows. You're absolutely amazing. But what
Thank
cam
you.
Model would you love to have as a guest here on the show that you could ask questions to?
I gotta think of this. I know there's some porn stars on StreamMate that I would love to see, but you know, I gotta find some amateur ones too as well. But I'll keep you posted, and if I can email you somehow, maybe I can contact you with that information.
That'd
oh, be
definitely.
Awesome.
I'll because I put my email address up on here on the page show link. So you can
yep.
email me, or I'll just DM you on Twitter my email address so you can send that to me, because, yes, I want to hear. I mean, it's fun for me to pick, you know, cam models that, you know, that we love to talk to or whatnot, but I want to get, you know, cam models that are, you know, that you guys love, that you would love to talk to, and that's the most important thing, is, like, having the fans come on and listen to their favorite cam model and ask them questions. That's,
Definitely.
You know, and then, yeah. So, all right, you pick that brain, Sweet Pea.
Absolutely. And I'll definitely be in touch.
Cool. Yes, you got to find some yummy models that you would have yummy questions for.
Definitely.
Definitely, my darling. And then, oh my gosh, okay. So, Sage.
Yes, ma'am.
Once the little, you know, bun in the oven decides it's baked enough and comes out.
Uh-huh.
When the little bun is baked and it comes out, you are coming down here, or I'm coming up there, and we are going to plan a Sammy and Sage cam time.
Oh, I'm coming to you because I kind of want some meatballs.
I know you're saying that right now only because of the little bun in the oven.
I know. I'm like over here like my mouth is watering. Like, oh, my goodness. The baby's
well,
like,
I want my Aunt Sammy meatballs right now. God damn it. And
yep.
I'm going to be good tonight because I have something big going on here in a couple weeks. But I'm actually being good. I'm not going to eat the pasta tonight. I'm going to do grilled romaine lettuce and just meatballs. I'm not doing any carbs. Totally sucks right now because I'm really wanting carbs so bad.
We can find them when we can't have them.
Well, I can eat the meatballs because I didn't put any of the breadcrumbs in there, and I didn't, like, I did them, like, the right, and with my sauce, there's no carbs in the sauce. It's just all natural roasted tomatoes and yumminess, so hopefully the Ferbmeister is okay with that, but, yeah, I'm not getting any bread. I'm not getting any pasta. Oh, I'm Atlanta.
He's pretty lucky that you're cooking such a wonderful dinner that you're not even going to eat all of. Because most women, like, don't even really want to cook if they can't eat it. So
that's my problem.
You should
I cook all the time. Right?
Yeah. You're lucky, Furby.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's one thing I was just going to, when you were talking about, you know, being lucky and, you know, the Ferbmeister being lucky and eating and this and that. What do you think about when it comes to cam models? And because you and I have both been through this with our weight fluctuating. You know what I mean? Like, we go from being tiny to getting curvy to. What is your take on that when it comes to models?
You know what? I think that for me, I was one that started out on cam very small, and I picked up weight. And I think sometimes fans, they don't realize that we're human and we go through things. And I went through a health situation, which is what caused that. And sometimes guys will come in and they do say some awful shit, but for me,
uh-huh.
I just laugh it off. I laugh it off, and I remember that, you know, I'm on here to have a good time, and no one's going to kill my vibe. So
right.
My best advice for girls is to remember, that guy's a jackass in your room. He's probably a jackass in every room he goes in. So don't feel
exactly.
I tell my girls, don't feel special when a guy's a jackass to you because he's sharing that jackass with everybody. So
mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I could not agree with you like 200% more. Oh my goodness. Because with us girls, especially the older we get, and you know, and if we're really happy with ourselves, you know what? And I love to cook. I love to cook so much, it's disgusting. And when I've had people come into my chat room and they're like, Sammy, your butt looks a little bigger. I'm like, yeah, that's happy weight, mother trucker. I'm like,
yeah.
I made that sauce to go on my ass.
Yeah, I mean, I tell them, hey, more cushion for the pushing. Real men like the meat,
right?
Not the bone. You know, but, you know, is the models happy? You know, you just got to remember, I know some models like to tell all their business and wine and stuff on cam, and I've just never been one to be like, oh my god, I'm going through this whole situation and that's why I got big. Like, I'm not on there to tell you all that. I want to keep your dick hard, not make you feel sorry for me. So come in if you like me, stay. If you don't, fuck off.
That's okay. See, you just touched on another big thing that we need to let all these cam models know. Leave your gosh darn drama at the damn door. Leave it at the door if you're upset that day. You know what? It's not your day to go on cam. If you feel that you have to stare at your cell phone the whole time that you're on cam because nobody's in your chat room or you only have two or three people, then don't freaking log in. Or how about this? Put the cell phone to the side And just enjoy the fact that you have two people, four people, six people, eight people in your chat room that want to be engaged by you. Like, you have to really seriously focus on the people in your chat room and just build that business. Because if you don't, guess what? You're going to get fired by either yourself, by Sage, or, well, by me, but I don't have a studio, but it sounds good.
Yeah, but you know what? I know that in Streammates, even in Streammates contract, if they feel like a model's productivity ain't that great, it's in the contract that they can close you down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yipper, I mean, yipper. I don't know that they do it, but it's there.
Right. Sleepy, what do you think about that? When it comes to the models, just when you, you know, say you're surfing the net on girls or whatever, you just want to have, like, chat time with girls, and you go in and you see a girl and she's just so bored looking and just hating life. I mean, 99.9% of the time, I think that the guys and girls, they move on to the next model that they find intriguing.
Absolutely, yeah. If they just don't interact with the people, they're not going to get, like, the gold money. You know, they're not going to get the private shows, you know, the exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to do their best to stay positive as much as possible.
Right. So would you agree, since you're, you know, you're a fan of care models, if, say, which I never do this, but say I'm logging into work and I'm just having the worst day of my life, and I, which, you know, in the very beginning, people didn't notice that I had a bad attitude one day, but it was because I was sick. And they're like, just log off. Like, if you can see, like, even Sage with you, like, if you can see your model, or with you, Sweet Pea, you can see one of your, you know, cam model girls that you like to watch, if they're not feeling good or if they're being a bitch, wouldn't you guys agree just to fucking tell them to log the F off and try it again later or the next day? Oh, do you?
Yeah, but do it as polite way as possible.
Okay, wait.
You know,
what was that
saying? Just don't be rude. Just don't be rude about it for the fans. Don't be rude about it. Just, you know, say it in a sincere way, you know, saying like, you know, now you're not having such a great time. Maybe if you log on later, you'll have a better time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If I got a girl that, you know, I can tell is having a bad day, I'll tell them to log off and come into my office. And I always tell my girls, my office is a safe place. but they can, they'll come in and I'll try to talk to them. And sometimes just having that conversation with them off cam, I can usually tell if they're in the mood to get back on or if I just need to tell them, just don't even worry about it. Come back tomorrow fresh. You know, chill out for the rest of the day, put today behind you, you know, whatever. And
right.
Usually that's, you know, I've been seeing more girls that have been around a little longer having episodes on cam, like even crying, and I'll reach out to them too and be like, girl, don't let these people do that to you. You haven't even met these people in real life for you to be getting this upset. If it is slow, take advantage of that. Log off and do something at your house and then get back on later. That's the joys of being able to do something like this, is that you can get on when you want to get on. Don't get
uh-huh.
on and expect to do when you want. You got to get on when it's hot time. And every day is going to be different.
Every
Absolutely.
Single day on webcam is completely, totally different. I mean, when you think it's cam jam time, it ain't always cam jam time. I'm still going to hashtag that, cam jam. So going to hashtag that.
Yeah, there's no Groundhog Day on cam.
No,
yeah.
There definitely is not, because you never, even with us established models, you never know what's going to happen when you log in. Like, for all we know, I mean, shit, ISIS could come in and freaking, you know, figure out our webcamming system and, like, turn it into some Lord knows what. With
yeah.
all this freaking stuff we have going on in the internet right now. So, girls, guys, couples, do not take it personal. When you're not having a good day on cam, this is what I always say. Smile, look pretty, and enjoy the time that you're on. And right now it's summertime, So this is downtime for webcam. Like, you're not going to do as well right now between July and August as you will do the rest of the month. And tax time. Tax time's always a little bit slower. But summertime, just remember, people are not working right now. They're taking time off, enjoying their families, doing vacations. So just chill out. Just jam out with your clam out and enjoy the time that you're online.
You know what? I tell the girls, too, sometimes if it's slow online, stop worrying about trying to get the private and exclusive or the gold and chill out with your guys. Be fun. Talk
fun.
About random stuff. Talk about basketball.
Yes.
Talk about, because basketball season messes with us. Talk about basketball season. Talk about hockey. Talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. Like me,
uh-huh.
I'll play old songs from back in the day, and I'll be like, oh, my God, I used to roller skate to this, or, you know, whatever. You just
right.
What ends up happening is you look like the girl who's not so focused on the money, which makes you more attractive to the customers who want to spend the
exactly.
money.
Exactly. When the girls are sitting there, like, begging for the money and begging for the gold to do the gold shows, it makes you so much more unattractive than what you really are. Like, you just,
yeah.
you got to just have fun, smile, look pretty like you always do, and just do your thing, girls, guys, and couples. Just do your thing, because that's what we do. That's the best part about the webcamming industry is, we can do whatever we want on cam as long as we are being fun. And I will say, when it comes to you, girls, guys, whatever, if you want to be, you know, a bitch and you want to really put people in their place, make sure you're in the dominating section of webcamming. That's the best thing. Like, if you, you know, if you're into dominating, that's what you need to do. Focus on that. If you want to be put into that category. Me, on the other hand, I try it. It doesn't go so well. I'm too damn nice. I try. I really try. I'm like, yeah, you fucking get on your knees and da 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 da. And then I'm just like, I start laughing at myself and it doesn't work out so well. I'm like, okay, no, that's not going to work out so well for me. I can wear the part, like I can dress up in the dom clothes and be like really cute and, or, see, there I go again. See, I can't even put cute in the word dom next to each other. It doesn't work out so well. Oh my gosh. Sweet Pea, thank you so much for calling in, honey bunny. And I'm going to DM you. Yeah, I'm going to DM you because we need to like do a little chit chat on, your cam models that you would love to have.
Definitely.
On this
looking
show.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah,
always.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm always
and
here
since
for you,
you're sending me, since you're sending me a gift for my birthday, I'm actually going to call you off air. So it'll be after
okay.
my birthday because this weekend's going to be busy. And we're going to have a little chit-chat because you're awesome, Possum. You're such a sweetheart.
Oh, thank you
sweetie.
So much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, yay. And Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout-outs there, sexy mama, because we are coming up to the end of the show.
All right, guys, you can find me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas and, of course, on webcam at SageMontana.CamModels.com. And don't forget, guys, I'm going to be on vacation starting tomorrow, so I will be gone for a whole week. I will not be back on cam until July 20th, but I will be posting on social media. So you never know when you still might see some titties this week.
Whoop, whoop. And let me tell you what, those are some fabulous, ginormous, goddamn titties. Her titties are so goddamn huge, you won't even be able to see them on the camera because they're so big. They take over the whole
right?
camera. Oh my goodness. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, and then my Instagram when I am there is Sammy_Brooks69, and then also on Periscope. Like, I am going to get on this weekend, I promise. I will be on Periscope. I might even try to Periscope with you guys tomorrow early. Oh, and I have to give a big, huge shout-out because tomorrow I will be co-hosting the Benchwarmers live show from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, and I'm doing it during my eyelash extension appointment. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting. Oh, my gosh, that's going to be so much fun. And my show that I usually do on Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, I'm actually going to do next Tuesday after my birthday because I'm going to be driving back and whatever, so we have to switch the day. So 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern next Tuesday, we will have the Sammy Cocktail Hour, and at least my hangover will be gone from after my birthday. So you guys can tune into that and have some yummy fun. So on that note, Sage, I love you. You're so absolutely amazingly beautiful, fun, and your information for webcam models is the best ever. And any new cam models that really want to get into the industry, you need to follow me on Twitter, SammyBrooks69, and send me a message, or you can send all your inquiries to BrooksRecipes@gmail.com, and I'm going to be sending them to Miss Sage Montana because she is the most innovative studio owner that I've ever met, and she's just gorgeous. I love her, and she's a great, dear friend of mine. So on that note, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Sage, love you to death. Sweet Pea, you're awesome.
Yes, you are.
And we are going to end the show with Takara Feet, and I'm out. You know why? Because we're out, our show. We're out. We're out, bitches.
We're out, bitches.
Bye, Sage. Love ya.
Bye, love you.
Hey, you need to be sleeping with me, shouting.
I'll let your boy
come get with Young Dro.
Best stay smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of pain.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Chris, so you know that thing stains. Bright diamonds on my nigga, make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jacking, but pimpin', do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to slip you off, finish shit in white frost. They ask you to tell them you ain't king in a boss.
And I said, who was that cutie standing over there? Oh, I never seen you, but I'd be glad to meet you. Shoot you to some.